radio's greatest hits
of today and yesterday.
Where you hear radio the way it used to be. All right here on aircheck.com.
Acceptable. I'm Tim Kenny with the KLDR 8 o'clock report brought to you by Mobile Modular Housing, 6000 North Federal Boulevard. The Associated Press reports officials at the Three Mile Island nuclear plant in Pennsylvania say a dangerous gas bubble has all but disappeared from the reactor. According to the company officials, the reactor is being prepared for final cool down. However, there has been no confirmation of that report from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Governor Thornburg of Pennsylvania has ordered all schools within 5 miles of the nuclear powerhouse to remain closed today. Local and state officials are preparing contingency plans should an evacuation be necessary in that four-county area. Two hospitals near the facility have asked for military medical personnel to augment their staff, saying many of the regular workers are not showing up.
There is only one Holly Bark manufactured home. Other homes may copy it, but few equal the superior quality built into the Holly Bark. There is only one Holly Bark manufactured home distributor in Colorado, Mobile Modular Housing. Drive to Mobile Modular Housing today and view the casual living in a Holly Bark. There are 14-foot wides with cathedral wood beam ceilings. For a touch of elegance, you'll love the vaulted dining rooms with track lighting. There are his and hers closets and separate dressing tables, all found in the Holly Bark manufactured home. Available only at Mobile Modular Housing. Open 8 to 8 weekdays and 10 to 6 Saturday and Sunday. See the Holly Park at Mobile Modular Housing, 6000 North Federal Boulevard.
That accident that's been causing problems all morning, eastbound I-270 at York, is all cleaned up. But we still have a jam extending back to the Valley Freeway. Southbound Valley continues to run slow, approaching I-76. South of I-76, it loosens and runs on into the city in good shape. Interstate 70 is still very sluggish from Federal on into the start of that construction project at Washington. We had an earlier accident east of Pecos, and right now we're getting a report of another accident eastbound on I-70 right in the mousetrap area itself.
There's an accident now at Federal and Harvard. We've still got some congestion at 17th and Downing and also at Evans and Holly because of earlier accidents. However, generally traffic on the major arteries beginning to loosen up now. I'm Dick Jamison, AAA Auto Club for KLDR.
More on the 3 Mile nuclear plant and the neighborhood in nearby Middleton, Pennsylvania, for instance. Bob Berkowitz reports people stocking up. Those who are staying in town are laying in supplies, not of food, but of gasoline.
I saw one man out on the street working on his car, and I asked him, you know, aren't you nervous, aren't you scared? And he said, no, not really. And I've seen other people walking around, other people going into stores. People are buying gasoline a little more frequently than they have been in the past, anticipating having to leave town.
Berkowitz was asked if any youngsters remained in Middleton.
The day of the accident, I remember driving by a schoolyard in Middletown, the town next to the power plant, and seeing kids playing in the yard. There were tennis courts, and the kids were also playing basketball. And then the day that the governor urged everyone to stay indoors, those who live near the power plant, on that day, that same schoolyard, at the same time of the day, was absolutely empty.
Consumer advocate Ralph Nader, quick to criticize nuclear use in general, has called for a return to fossil fuels, saying this to the 3 Mile Island incident.
The accident at 3 Mile Island and the subsequent disclosures spell the beginning of the end for atomic power in this country. American people are receiving at last in a compelling way the truth about the dangers, the high costs, and the lack of reliability of atomic energy.
That from Ralph Nader, a tongue-in-cheek precautionary note posted on a bulletin board of the Pennsylvania State Capitol Press Room in Harrisburg. It reads, to all you out-of-town reporters, if you go out tonight on the streets of Harrisburg and see they're dark and empty, this is not because of the accident at Three Mile Island. That's the way things always are. It was signed, the locals. Authorities report 26 people have died in a blaze at a nursing home in Farmington, Missouri. Several other persons were injured. Some eyewitnesses say as many as 100 apparently were inside the Wayside Inn nursing home at Farmington, Missouri, as fire broke out there this morning. 9 elderly people died in the area of Collinsville, Pennsylvania, in a similar fire. Reporting Lillian Swanson described the Connellsville fire scene.
People gathered at a makeshift morgue in Connellsville. Relatives were called to come in and identify their dead. Across town at the house, police and firefighters searched through the debris looking for the cause of the blaze.
The U.S. Embassy in Beirut attacked today, apparently by rocket fire. They reported no injuries yet. Egypt's vice president quietly rolled out the red carpet at Cairo today for the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin. Several thousand residents in Boston's fashionable Back Bay area without power today after explosions tore through the Boston Edison Company underground manhole system, but apparently power's been restored. Price of gold in London down 35 cents from the morning fix, 40 cents from Friday afternoons. Dollar reached a 9-month high on Monday on the Tokyo Foreign Exchange. Sports headlines. Now here's Mike Wolf.
Tom Watson, a 5-shot win yesterday at the Heritage Golf Classic at Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, as they are 2 weeks away from the Masters now in Augusta, Georgia. Joanne Carner, even par in a second playoff hole to win the Kemper Open at Costa Mesa, California. Regulation play ended in a tie with 5 golfers, including Nancy Lopez, who had a chance to win it on the final hole and slipped a putt by on the left side. She did the same thing on the second sudden death hole. Was the winner for Joanne Carner, of course. Lopez missed a putt in the extra play. Nuggets were losers yesterday to Washington. The winning streak is snapped and the first place visit is over. The Rockies were winners 9-5 in their final regular season home game against the St. Louis Blues. 9 goals, the largest amount scored by the Rockies this season. The Bears were winners in exhibition play yesterday against Memphis. Chris Everett picked up $100,000 over Diane Fromholtz in the Crown Classic Tournament in California. Mike Wolf, KLDR Sports.
Manufactured housing is at its best when purchased from Mobile Modular Housing, 6000 North Federal Boulevard. Because only at Mobile Modular Housing will you find the Holly Park. This quality-built home is available in 14 or 16-foot-wide styles and in a tip-out model. There are many new floor plans for you to choose from, so take a delightful tour through the Holly Parks on display now at Mobile Modular Housing, 6000 North Federal Boulevard.
Metro forecast, partly sunny, cool today, more cloudiness tomorrow. Chance for rain 20% today and tonight and 30% tomorrow. Daytime highs in the middle 40s, a low tonight 20. The report at 8 o'clock brought to you by Mobile Modular Housing, 6000 North Federal Boulevard. Right now, we have 26 degrees in downtown Denver. I'm Tim Kenny, KLDR News.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to breakfast with Uncle Mike and Fisher. Carpenters and a great old Beatles song, Help.
From their album, Kissing an Egg is Like Putting Salt on Your Sister.
Yes.
It's a brand new album.
I like that album.
I guess you didn't see the cover.
No, I missed it.
Before you put the record on.
Oh, God.
The old turntable.
Yes. 12 past 8 o'clock. How are you feeling here for a Monday?
I feel very well. I got a lot of sleep yesterday.
I did, too.
For a change.
Fell asleep, at the end of the Nuggets game there and sacked right out until I woke up in the middle of 60 minutes.
I was going to try to wake up and watch 60 minutes and Jesus of Nazareth.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent presentation.
Yeah.
But forget it.
Didn't make it, huh?
The kid bagged it till about 9:30 last night.
Son of a bitch.
Oh, well.
Who's this now?
I know it's like a train station here this morning. Come in.
Who is it?
Oh. It's my little buddy, Fred the Clam.
Look at the size of that thing.
Putting on a few pounds there, Fred. How you been there, partner? He says good morning to you, Fish.
Yes,
You want to catch the door, Fred?
Yes.
Well-trained little nipper, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Hi, what can I do for you, Fred? I don't know. I'll ask. Do we have a cup of salt here?
Sure, of course we do.
Fred wants to borrow a cup of salt.
Why would he need a cup of salt? Ask him.
I don't... Fred, what do you need a cup of salt for? Ah, I see. He's taking a bath and he wants it scented.
Hi, this is Johnny Soft Lenses Harding again from my friends at Adams Optical. I'm for them because, you see, they're for me when it comes to my every eyewear need. Adams is for you, too. If, like me, you're into eyewear, they've got it all. Hard, soft, flexible, astigmatism-correcting lenses, and a huge selection of fashion frames by people like Dior, Polo Pucci, Von Furstenberg, for instance, selling for 20 to 60% off the list price. Adams has an incredible selection of frames for every price range. Mercedes-type frames for the ultimate in quality, racy-looking Porsche or Lamborghini lookalikes, and for me, the budget boy, a Chevette or Pinto-type frame. You know, with Adams' large volume and lower profit margins, they can pass along their savings to us. Plus, Adams' large inventory makes same-day fitting for new fashion frames possible. I like that. I think you will, too. That's why I'm telling you about Adams Optical at the corner of 16th and Glenarm, right behind those bright colored awnings.
If this last winter's fuel bills were way too much, then you're probably thinking of putting on storm windows. Right now, save 10% on Sears Best two-track sliders and casement custom windows. Choose either millstock or painted finish. Do it yourself or with Sears authorized installation. Call today for a free estimate on your custom storm windows. Another great energy saving idea from Sears, where America shops for value.
Sears, where America shops.
About 15 past 8 o'clock, breakfast with Uncle Mike and Fisher at 1090 KLDR.
What is this person's name?
Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell,
and what you won't do for love.
Huh?
My goodness.
I guess you wonder where I've been. I searched to find the love within.
Bobby, say that again. Bobby Caldwell.
Bobby Caldwell. I'll write that 10 times.
Until you get it right.
I will not forget the name of the artist.
What You Won't Do for Love.
How about a song about what you will do for love?
That's right.
All this negativism this morning.
I want to hear what you're going to do for love. I mean,
what's in it for me?
Prove it to me.
Right.
Whoa.
Shh. I don't want to hear about what you won't do for love.
18 after the hour here.
Gracious.
And Mike Wolf will have sports coming along at the bottom of the hour.
Certainly will.
I think it's really ironic, though, that the Rockies had that horrendous, what was it, 9-5 the win over St. Louis on April Fool's Day.
And again, we reiterate, there's no truth to the rumor that they pulled their goalie after the first period.
No.
Not true.
Mm-mm.
Not true. Yeah. What else is going on? Yeah. We have an angry letter coming up here in a little bit.
You're kidding.
Yeah, somebody's uptight about the Denver...
Somebody's torqued off about something?
Oh, yes.
Can't imagine why.
A guy by the name of Ray Lindmark of Hinckley, Minnesota, wrote a really nasty letter to the Denver Post.
Mm.
So we'll get into that here in a little bit.
Good.
What else is going on?
Well, we know that Art Scott and Mike Wolf are going to be judges for the cheerleader tryouts for the Denver Comets professional volleyball team.
Okay.
The Sweethearts, a group of 20 multi-talented young women, will appear at all Comets home matches at the Denver Auditorium Arena.
All right, mighty fine.
Ah, the Hog. The Hog wants to get in there.
Yeah, you mentioned those girls. Hog perks right up.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
The Hog wants to be a judge, too.
The Denver Comets Sweethearts.
Uh-huh. Mike and Art Scott, the Italian Stallion, will be judging the preliminary rounds to select these delightful young women.
You, of course, know what the preliminary round consists of.
No.
It's finding the door to get into the trial. Do that, you're in.
I see. It's coming up this Sunday, April 8th at the Denver Marriott Hotel. If you would like to be a cheerleader for the Denver Comets professional volleyball team, call Susie at 422-0721.
Oh, he must be.
Yes.
Let me try him out for Denver Comet cheerleader team.
No. Man, I don't think so.
No? What else is going on?
I don't know. I think that's about enough. Hi, this is Scott Fisher. Hey, if you haven't been to Professor Plum's in Littleton yet, you're really missing out. This place has the most outrageous menu I've ever seen. Everything I've tried is delicious. When you see Plum's, you're going to know that a lot of TLC went into the atmosphere. And what used to be the old Littleton Granary is now a beautifully laid out restaurant at 5798 South Rapp. Now, the only topper to dinner at Plum's is right down the street at Pistachio's. Once again, the entrepreneurs of Plum's have provided us with yet another fantastic restaurant that houses a starlit disco, totally surrounded by glass. Hey, if you saw Saturday Night Fever, you're sure to recognize the dance floor. And every Saturday night at Pistachio's, you can dance to big band sounds. restaurants. Hey, they've really outdone themselves on Pistachio's lunch and dinner menus, and have even included, get this, an extensive food layout for happy hour. Now, Pistachio's brunches are sensational. You can enjoy Saturday brunch to oldies tunes, and Sunday is a classical champagne brunch with Beethoven. Right down the street from Plum's at the intersection of Santa Fe and Main Street in Littleton. Pistachio's, a restaurant and disco beyond belief. Spring has sprung at O'Mara Ford Center. It's truck buy-in time for sure. Over 500 new trucks in stock to choose from. The largest selection ever assembled at O'Mara Ford. And each one is priced to sell. F-100s, F-150s, Broncos, Rancheros, and vans. Plus, couriers, dump trucks, and lots more. You can stop looking because O'Mara Ford Center has the truck you're looking for. That's O'Mara Ford Center, 104th and the Valley Highway, across from the North Glen Mall.
Yep, fire! I want to thank Scott Fisher for that delightful commercial medley. Here's Tony Orlando and Don, Steve Stills' song.
It's your time and confused.
Yeah, there we go. Love to one you with.
Yes,
yes. Stephen Stills' song here. 1090 KLDR, Breakfast with Uncle Mike and Fisher for a Monday morning. Up and at 'em, back to work Monday, huh?
I guess the major mayoral candidates had their first big confrontation over the weekend.
Oh, you're kidding.
All three of them.
Ah.
And the funny thing about it was they had it outside of Denver where nobody can vote anyway.
Really? Where was it? Was it
I don't
outside
remember.
Of the city limits,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah. But at least they all got together for a little exchange of ideas. Kind of, yeah, it's kind of a standoff, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Not too thrilling a race so far. But I know a lot of people are hoping that the mayoral race perks up and gets kind of, you know, juicy.
Mm.
Gets kind of good.
Some gutter slinging stuff.
Yeah,
huh?
Get right down there and, you know, shuck right down to the cob.
Rake that mud.
As a matter of fact, they have promised that if the mayoral race here in town gets dirty enough,
mm-hmm.
the girls from PT's will come out and wrestle in it.
Round, round, get around, I get around, I get around, round, round.
The hog got something caught in his throat there. What did he say?
You cut the hog off like that, he'd come after you with a pitchfork.
I didn't. I just tweaked the wrong slide pod here, that's all.
Hog likes the Beach Boys, too.
Yes, he does.
Don't you, Hog?
All right, mighty fan.
Ah, there you go. Ah, son again.
Son.
Did you watch, you said you fell asleep until late. I don't know if you watched, there's a show on Channel 4 Weekend with Lloyd Dobbin and Linda Ellerbe.
Boy.
It's kind of a 60-minute ripoff type of thing.
Lloyd and Linda, huh?
Yes, and They said, do you ever wonder what it's like to work in a salt mine?
You're asking the wrong boy.
No. But, you know, the old phrase, all right, back to the salt mines,
yeah.
Or it's like working in a salt mine.
I wonder what it would be like to work in a salt mine.
And so they took a video tour of a huge salt mine that's located under Lake Huron. I think they said it was 1,800 feet under Lake Huron.
Wow.
And these guys, you know, drive along a little train. It's like a coal mine. They go deep down into the earth and... except they're all, you know, they're all clean. They're not dirty like working in a coal mine or anything.
I would imagine that would be have a lot of advantages over, you know, the coal miners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, working down there in a salt mine.
Yeah, no diseases or anything like that.
No,
no black lung disease.
Yeah, and, no coal dust, yeah. No black lung disease.
Yeah.
However, they do have one disease that I don't know if they mentioned it or not, that they are susceptible to down there.
Down there, what is it?
Well, it's a disease called the saltpeter syndrome. I don't know.
They did mention that one on the tube.
Probably not.
Yeah.
You'd have to go into details.
Yeah, you know.
It's a family show.
Yeah, what the hey. Here's the 3 degrees up to Michael Sports Time, which is next. And when will I see you again?